In the end, the vote against the Indiana Republican redistricting plan wasn't even close. A surprising 21 of Indiana's Republican state senators voted with all the Democrats against it.
19 ayes, 31 noes. This bill has been defeated.
The new map was designed to give Republicans control of all 9 of Indiana's congressional seats, up from the 7 they currently hold. Republican Senate Majority Leader Chris Garten said ahead of the vote that those 2 seats could be critical to maintaining a Republican majority in the House of Representatives after next year's midterm elections. Garten said the White House was asking for Indiana's help to keep the Congress in Republican hands and advance Trump's agenda.
Some will say these maps are political. Let me be clear. You're damn right they are. Political policy is political. Safe streets are political. We're not here to be neutral arbiters of decline. We're here to be active agents of American greatness. So I ask you, do not shrink from this moment.
Although 21 Republicans voted against the redistricting map, only a few spoke in the debate against it. Spencer Deary said he was a conservative who didn't want the House of Representatives to flip to Democratic control, but he could not support the mid-decade attempt at gerrymandering.
I see no justification that outweighs the harms it would inflict upon the people's faith in the integrity of our elections and our system of government.
The map would have split the city of Indianapolis into 4 districts, extending into rural areas. Democrat Andre Carson, who is Black and Muslim, likely would have lost his currently safe Indianapolis seat. Democrat Andrea Hunley represents portions of the city in the state Senate.
As I look at House Bill 1032 and the newly drafted congressional districts, I notice that even my own neighborhood is split in half. This splitting of communities doesn't just silence Democrats. It silences Hoosiers, neighbors. This map silences farmers and fractures our bioscience industry. It divides up neighborhood blocks. But to me, this feels like it was never about maps. This has been about power.
Trump tried to use the power of his presidency to force approval of the plan. He lobbied privately and vowed publicly to back primary challengers against any Republican incumbents who voted against the map. Vice President J.D. Vance traveled to Indiana twice to pressure State House Republicans, and there were veiled threats to withhold federal funding from the state. Republican Senator Greg Good said he was confident that his no vote reflected the will of his constituents. Although Good said he loved and appreciated Trump and his team, he denounced what he called the vitriol and threats that had accompanied the debate.
Misinformation, cruel social media posts, over-the-top pressure from within this state house and outside, threats of primaries, threats of violence, acts of violence.
Nationally, mid-cycle redistricting so far has resulted in 9 more congressional seats that Republicans believe they can win and 6 more seats that Democrats think they can pick up. Beyond the issue of redistricting, the Indiana vote marked the latest in a series of political defeats for Trump this fall. Earlier this week, Miami elected its first Democratic mayor in 30 years, turning down the Republican Trump had backed. Last month, Democrats scored wins in Virginia and New Jersey, and Zohran Mamdani won the New York City mayor's race. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.